Top of the afternoon. I wanted to speak to y'all. I wanted opinions and on everything going on. It's crazy. It's an emotional time. But we gotta start by saying rest in peace, George Floyd. It's probably one of the worst things I've ever seen. Like, really watched, because I mean, we all seen Eric Garner, we've all seen all these other things happen, but I think I really paid attention to this video, and I watched, like, you could see this man's life leave his body, and with, like, complete disregard from an officer whatsoever. Two officers, was four there, but two officers. And it's crazy how somebody can have so much hate in their heart like that, that they could just listen to a man die. Like, it's disgusting. And I get it. I get everything y'all. I hear everything y'all say. I just want to how do you word certain things, right? I want to say, like, as people and shit of color, it's important that we all stick together with certain things, but I feel like you can't fault everybody for not feeling exactly how you feel. I think that's where we lose our connection, because everybody's upset. I'm upset about this shit. It's horrible to even watch something like that with your own eyes. You know, we have children. Our kids got to go out in this world and worry about who's a racist, who's not. But I feel like we tear down a lot of our people by expecting too much from them and wanting them to feel exactly how you feel, when I don't even know if half of y'all feel the way y'all say y'all feel. I mean, it sounds good online. A lot of y'all say y'all angry, y'all do this, that. But on the flip side, you're never there when it comes time to support the same people you know. That's another topic. But for everybody else, Black Lives Matter. I don't think the people who go over that with All Lives Matter or Blue Lives Matter, I don't think you understand how much of a racist you seem like or sound like when you do that. I don't think y'all know the premise of it. I say this to people I work with all the time. It's not, of course, all lives matter, but only the black lives are being taken like this. So when you say all lives matter on top of Black Lives Matter or Blue Lives Matter, it kind of shows your true feelings. And I think a lot of people are getting exposed online. We're going to use this to make a couple of people famous, because y'all are disgusting and your words are terrible. And I hope you're famous. So we're going to go with, let's make Jennifer Dove famous. Disgusting animals. Let me look at what I'm looking at here. And we're supposed to care that one of them was murdered. One of them. Disgusting animals. You're a racist. You're a piece of shit. And you work for a hospital. So I hope they take your job, because you can't. Let's take her off the screen, because we gave her enough light. You can't possibly commit to saving lives if you don't like the lives of people with brown skin. You're disgusting. You're a racist. You're a piece of shit. And I'm happy people like my guy Thotty is making you famous out here. Shout out to V Infuso, who posted your shit to begin with. You're a piece of shit. And whatever comes to you or your family is something you ask for. That's one. We're going to make a couple of people famous before we continue on. Hold on. What do we got going on here? Stay with me. All right, here we go. I got a lot of clicking to do. Hold on, stick with me. There we go. Nicole Puma. These riots are bullshit and uncalled for. The officer was arrested. He will be charged and is no longer an officer. The riots make no sense. All they did was destroy property that belonged to other people. All that shit is cool till you got here. Hopefully they all get COVID and die, pieces of shit. So that's your feelings for people being upset that people of color are getting killed, black men specifically. So they're pieces of shit. I think when I went through your page, you look like a teacher. You're a piece of shit. Make her famous. Bomb her inbox. That's one. I mean, that's two. Let's get one more because we got a couple people to make famous before we continue. Hold on.
To get shit to begin with.
My fault. My fault. All right, Colin. Let's make Colin famous too. Hold on. Let's make Colin Bizeth. I don't even know what the fuck kind of name that is. Bizeth. Sound like niggas will always be niggas. Straight losers. All of them deserve, all of them thieves deserve their neck stepped on. Trash of the world. Make Colin famous. I mean, Joe. What the fuck I get? Colin is the one who posted it. My fault, Colin. Joe Cunningham. I apologize. Colin is not the one that posted that. Do not bomb his inbox. Joe Cunningham, make that bitch nigga famous. Bomb on him. If you see him in person, slap that nigga. Spit in his face. All the good shit. Everything that comes with it. That's just a couple. And if you got more, send it to me because we're going to make him famous. But back to what I'm talking about. I want to know when, like, I get it. And I've said, I understand the riots. I never understood, and this has always been my take on it, burning down things that's not directly related to the situation or the person. Like, I get it, anger. Listen, and it took all of this for them to listen. And they're listening. So in that sense, it was the right call. But then I want to know when is the line drawn? Like, what happens when the smoke clears? What do you do? Because remember, those jobs are not going to be there. And it's my only take on it. It has nothing to do with all the house Negro shit and all them little jabs y'all niggas be talking about. Nobody gives a fuck about that. I don't be listening to y'all niggas. But what happens when you can't feed your family? The same people that tell you it's the right thing, all this other shit, is the same niggas that don't support the black businesses they talk about. Not all of y'all. A lot of y'all do. But are y'all going to feed these people? Are you going to send money in when they can't? Fuck a Target. Fuck a AutoZone. That got nothing to really do with the argument. It's just a segue to the reality of the situation is, what about all the small businesses that's getting burned down? Black-owned businesses, Arab-owned businesses, brown-skin-owned businesses. What happens when they can't recover? Like, y'all using the narrative that everything's insured and, you know, you can all of that can come back. I get that. Most of these companies is insured. Fuck a Target, bro. But in the same breath, it wasn't Target. Target wasn't what it was today because y'all was just shopping there. So y'all had to have had that energy before. And whatever, they said they denied the milk, all this other stuff. I'm all for that. If that was the case, fuck Target. But what about the ones that, what about the ones, hold on one second. But yeah, like what about the, Imagine owning a business. You're about to lose your shit due to COVID because lockdown, all this shit, only to have it not closed but be burned down after surviving. Like, I don't think y'all think this fully through and what it really affects in the future. Target's going to get rebuilt, but are you going to get a job there? Is your family business that's been on one of these blocks that's now burned down, is that coming back? Are you going to expect... You're going to expect to be bailed out? Like, is it the government don't care when they don't want to send the bread to rebuild the communities that niggas are burning down? I get it. But I just want to know, like, everybody says, yo, what's the alternative? Peaceful protests don't work. That's a fact. It hasn't been working. Peaceful protests haven't been working. Kneeling hasn't been working. What are the alternatives? Clearly, this was one that worked. But on the flip side, what is the alternative for the aftermath? Because y'all don't have the answers for that either. And that's what I really want to know. Where's the line of too far? Because if we're getting results, that has to create a point where too far is drawn in the sand. Because I see a lot of people that I don't even feel like is outside for the cause. I'm seeing a lot of people just using the opportunity to be part of anarchy, to be part of to do the things they would never do when they were being policed. I'll play it if I get a chance. Or go to Hip Hop Revival. They was inside a car dealership stealing the cars, driving out the window. Is it too far? Like, what are you going to do when there's nothing left to burn down? I got notes because I wanted to talk about everything with y'all. Because I don't want everybody to view other people because they don't feel exactly the way you feel as not being upset and not being angry. It's just, we're all human. We're all different. We're never going to feel exactly the same. Our level of anger is never going to be the same as our relatives or our ancestors that dealt with everything. We're watching everything from a window. You know, so we all don't experience these things, but we don't want to see it no more. We're tired of it. But at the same time, there's got to be a level of control that we're willing to put on ourselves. There's got to be a cap of how far is too far for us, because y'all are just destroying your own communities to a point where you might not be able to bounce back. That's the real question. What do you do? What do you do when you can't bounce back? What is your expectations of everything after? What do you expect from the government, the people in your town? J.O., shout out to you. Shout out to Alberto. Jody, what up? What are the expectations of people in your hometown? I've seen a lot of people say Target don't support Black communities. If that's true, if your facts say that that's true, fuck Target. But at the same time, y'all don't support. I don't know how many times I see on up and down my timeline, including myself, y'all don't support us. If it ain't free, y'all don't care. Y'all are breaking down the Gucci window to steal Gucci that y'all was just saying boycott. So where is the, you know what I'm saying? Where's the level of your morals? Because do you really want the Gucci that bad? My thing is, if it's fucking everything, then it should be burn everything down, not pick the items you want, then let it burn down. Shouldn't it be fuck everything? If it's everything as a company, let's say Sony. If it was fuck Sony, why do you want a Sony TV? Shouldn't it be burning down Sony? That's just me. I don't want nothing from nobody I don't fuck with. That's just me. I've never been that type. If I don't fuck with you, I'm not going to steal from you. I don't believe in thievery. That's my thing to begin with. But I get it. If y'all feel like that's part of the route y'all want to take to prove this point, then by all means, that's what you should do. But I don't know. I feel like a man's life should be worth more than, I said it's already mad times, a PlayStation or a flat screen. Like I don't really feel like, and let's be honest, everybody outside is not outside for that reason. They're getting the opportunity to capitalize off your anger, your frustration. The same racists that's getting exposed on Facebook and all this shit now, they're outside taking TVs out of your frustration. I don't know if people see that. Police are the ones starting fires, they saying. There's stockpiles of bricks on corners waiting for you to walk past and miraculously find a brick to throw through a window. It's a setup. It's a setup. And I think the justice we're looking for is going to come with a price. I feel like the martial law that y'all were just talking about, not even a month or so ago, that everybody was preaching about, it wasn't all house Negro shit and all of that then, but now it is. But what is your energy going to be like if it happens? That's always been my question. I can't tell nobody how to feel, can't tell nobody how to be angry. What is your energy going to be like? That's what I want to know. A lot of y'all say y'all die for this shit. If you would, I salute you, hats off. But don't cap. You can't cap. You got to be willing to stand on whatever decisions you're making today. If you want to burn shit down, be content with not having a place to work. That's really my argument with the people. If you burn down a location and your neighbor don't have no food, be content with feeding them. Make sure you'll give them food. Make sure you'll send them money to keep the lights on. That's the balance for your community. Burn whatever the fuck you want down. Be content with helping the families that you're stopping from getting food. If you're willing to do that, then you have every right to do whatever the fuck you want to do outside. Burn it to the ground. But make sure you're not the same individuals that don't support Black businesses when the time comes to support Black families. Don't be that guy. I see a lot of y'all talking, and I know a lot of y'all don't support Black businesses. I see a lot of it. Y'all don't want to admit the truth. Y'all don't fuck with the businesses around you. What else do we have? What else do we have? Let me see. Do y'all? That's another question. Do y'all even vote? Like that's another question for all the what are we gonna do? This isn't the answer to the problem. This is a reaction to the action. Yo, Steven, you're 100% right. And you know what? Hold on. Let me discipline these kids right quick. Yeah, Steven, you said burn it all. Listen, bro, I'm not against burning it if you're willing to help. Burn it. It's your neighborhood. Burn whatever the fuck you want. You can do whatever you want in your house. That's my thing, right? If I want to set my house on fire, God forbid, knock on wood, I got to be content with not having a house to live in. I can't complain about it later. And I want to know if that's y'all energy. And I want to know everybody that calls me brother, big homie, little, but whatever. I want to make sure that y'all energy is, let me help Joe. Because y'all got to stand on that. Y'all don't support enough. Fabe Soul. Steve, Fabe Soul, bro. How many people purchase your, and I'm one. I haven't purchased from you, but I'm going to buy one just because I got to stand on what I'm saying. I got to stand on what I'm preaching, which is why I offered the businesses like Shy Savory, Lena's Links, shit that I know personally. I want to pay for shit from me to y'all. I'll buy a plate for y'all. Fabe Soul, I'll buy a bottle. When I get off this, matter of fact, I'm purchasing a bottle. Mark my words. But y'all don't support. Y'all don't support. And it's too much preaching about supporting. Y'all don't do half the shit you say. Let me see. What else is the comment section looking like? Let me see. I got to mute this bitch out right here. Running on Big Fest, DMU. I'm going to check that, Sheldon. Give me a minute, bro. But yeah, do y'all even vote? Do y'all even vote? I see a lot of people that we have a culture where we support street shit. We big up street shit. We support rappers that talk street shit. We talk down on rats, which we should. It's fuck rats. Always fuck rats. But at the same time, how many of y'all are pushing your brothers and sisters to become lawyers, police officers, if you don't want to be policed by the enemy, shouldn't we encourage? You know what I'm saying? And that's long-term goals, obviously. We want this shit to stop now, and it's a fact. But I don't really see no alternatives on the other side either. We do have lack of support within the black community. That's a whole fact, bro, and that's what this all stems from for me. I want to know, are y'all willing to really support the ones you're telling to go create, you know, go out there and burn it down. Do that. But are y'all going to do anything to support them? I know a lot of people are going to be starving. We're already coming off a pandemic where niggas was pretty much ready to lose their cribs. You couldn't work. We had to get a stimulus check because a lot of people couldn't eat. There was no, my Cash App wasn't dancing. Nobody checked on if my bills, which by all means, your family come first anyway. It's not about me. But at the same time, how many of y'all checked on? And it's not about this. It's not about having to check on anybody around you. But none of us really checked and seen if I got a stimulus check, and I'm guilty of this shit. I wasn't in jeopardy of losing my house or my bills or my lights being cut off. I took my stimulus check and I enjoyed it. But I didn't check if anybody was, you know, in jeopardy of losing their house or their lights or not being able to feed their children. I don't think any of us did. And I think that's where I think we lose ourselves with wanting to do the right thing and not and losing direction of why we really here. Like I really feel like when this is all said and done, y'all are gonna look back on these videos and notice that a lot of these people wasn't there for the same reasons you were outside. I feel like they were. A lot of people just they found a way to steal cars. How did y'all niggas get in the White House? That's the real question. How the fuck y'all get in the White House? Was nobody home? Was niggas that's crazy. Y'all made it in the White House. I see somebody steal an armored car. Y'all motherfuckers is crazy. It's funny some videos, bro, but I seen a cop get his ass knocked out. Listen, Definitely some infiltrators out there. Yeah, that's the thing, bro. You don't want to be caught in the mix with people taking advantage of your anger. Especially like, imagine the family of George Floyd. They lose this man, and then all these racists that see stores being broken into use that as a ploy to get whatever the fuck they want and not really be out there for the reasons you're out there. I feel like if you're going to burn everything. Nothing comes home. Everything got to go. Target, leave everything in the fucking building and burn that shit. Not let me pick out the dollars out of the machine. Let me go make sure I got batteries for my fucking cable. Nah, bro, everything got to go. Don't pick. I feel like that's where an issue is. You're picking and choosing what's important and what's not. Don't pick out what can benefit you at the moment based on this man's passing. Like, there's no reason why a month from now you can enjoy this fucking TV you just stole, but they still don't have, like y'all said, things can be replaced, but a man's life can't. So a month from now, you still enjoying that TV that you just happened to swipe off the fucking shelf, but he's not coming back. So shouldn't that apply the same way? I feel like y'all using it, bro. That's me. I just, my morals are different. Call me what you want. I got no problem with the rioting. I just have a problem with stealing. I don't really feel like stealing is any kind of... I feel like if you let me in your house, you never have to worry about me taking a fucking thing. And I feel like if you can use this as an opportunity to steal, then it was in your heart to steal to begin with. Because that shouldn't be the first thing in your mind when we're angry at the disgusting ways that police handle people of color. It's terrible. And in the midst of all this anger that we're talking about, your brain told you, let me snatch a PlayStation. It don't equate to me. It don't equate anger-wise because I get what y'all say when y'all defend it and say, listen, it's insured, but everything's not insured, bro. Your jobs are not insured. The family's houses are not insured. The people who own businesses there their whole lives, that's not probably gonna bounce back from that. It's not insured. I mean, y'all are stealing cars right out the dealership. That was kind of funny. I laughed at that. I think it was a little too far, but I laughed at that. That was funny. Y'all are wild. But isn't the objective to stand outside these buildings, these police departments, these the DA buildings, all these courthouses? Isn't that where you want to be? Not Chevy. Like, is Chevy is the place to really get your point across? There's no government there. They're not even open to begin with because COVID's still going on. Y'all are wild for the COVID shit. Don't cry if that COVID bite that ass. Woo. That's another topic. But spiraling anger takes people to all types of places. A lot of it displaced, but the causes of anger is the real root issue. Absolutely, bro. That's the absolute root is the people are mad. They're disgusted. They're angry, bro. They're tired of it, bro. But I feel like the anger is being directed in ways of opportunity. It's translated into opportunity to steal things you couldn't get. I don't really feel like if you woke up this morning and you were upset about this, your brain shouldn't tell you, fuck that, I'm about to go steal some Gucci. It's just me. Maybe it's me. I don't think like that. The way y'all arrive, y'all are protesting outside of the precincts, I'm with that. Y'all burn the precinct down with that. Do that. Y'all burnt all these cars up with all of that. Do that, bro, because that's the root of the problem. It's the police. But I don't feel like these places that offer you jobs, like fuck Gucci at the end of the day. If they're racist, fuck Gucci. But these places that employ us, there's no way to fuck that. What about houses that's on these blocks that catch fire? I'm pretty sure, I don't know for a fact, but I'm pretty sure houses might have burned down. I mean, that's what happens with fire. What happens? What do y'all do? Somebody else had a somebody else, I think Dakota has said, what happens when all the police are busy, right? Trying to keep whatever peace they can in the streets. What happens to the rapists or the people assaulting women or whatever out here, and there's no police to respond to that? We got to start thinking about shit that's going to be taken advantage of on the other side because there's no emergency response no more. There's no, I don't know. I see things through a broad spectrum, and I'm all with all the rioting if it's directed the right place. Feel like police departments, all of that, need to feel all of it. Why go for their parents' house? I don't give a fuck. Like that right there, you need to feel the anger and pain of another family by your family member's decisions. Sometimes I feel like these people, jail is just not enough for a man like this. This man need to feel physical pain. His family need to lose just as much. Like, that's where I really feel like, y'all not even looking for the Chinese guys. He was a piece of shit too. He was trying to, bro, y'all seen the video, not even to get back to that. That's where you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be on his block, the Derek dickhead nigga block, the other two officers that they don't even name. I don't even know their names. That's the blocks y'all are supposed to be on, bro. Not fucking, not Gucci state taking shirts and shoes, bro. I don't know. I guess my moral compass just don't guide me in the same exact direction as y'all, but I'm on the way there with you. I just view it differently. So I think we need to stop tearing down each other for not feeling exactly how y'all feel. Anger is one thing, but it's when you start picking apart the reason why. Definitely misplaced anger. Absolutely, bro. That's what it's really about to me. I feel like it's misplaced anger. And I feel like some people can view it as misplaced anger and they shouldn't be attacked for it. You know what I'm saying? They shouldn't have to deal with somebody else thinking that Uncle Tom shit and all this other shit y'all widows be talking about. It's never about that. Because somebody's not angry, or let me not say not angry, because somebody doesn't see, they went straight to looting. No protest. Thank you, bro. This is my whole argument. They went straight to looting. They didn't even protest. They went straight to riots and looting. And listen, they say protests don't work, so I get that part. So if that was the route y'all took, whatever. But you can't attack somebody else for not approaching their anger the same way you want to approach it. You feel like stealing is the way, so be it. But you can't be mad at somebody for not feeling like stealing is the route. There's still morals involved here. I don't feel like stealing is ever a route. If you want to burn it to the ground. But stealing is never, I don't respect thieves and rats. Those two, I can't be a thief for today and say it was just because of the moment. Once you make a firm decision to steal, you're a thief, bro, regardless. So, and if that's a way you're willing to live, by all means, I just can't. So, and I really don't give a fuck what y'all say about me. I love it. That's promo for me. Say my name, call me whatever the fuck you want. But I don't know. I feel like it should be a line that you eventually don't want to cross. Like I think you're approaching a too far line. What is too far where it actually starts to hurt you and not help you at all? Because I don't really feel like there's gonna be any government bailout if y'all burn everything to the ground and want. I don't think they're rebuilding the Target, bro. I can't lie. When I worked for the man, I used to steal company time all the time. Listen, we all manipulate our jobs. They do it. We do it. Bosses do it. They clock in and don't even be there. We all do it. But theft of time, you know, that's I don't. I mean, I guess yeah, in a sense, that's still stealing. But as somebody that steals time, bro, I really can't look at you no different when you come in my house. But if somebody that I know will mask up and steal a TV, you can't watch TV at my house, bro, because I got to make sure it's still on my wall when you niggas leave. That's just me, bro. But, yeah, I don't know. I feel like I just want to know what's the energy going to be like when y'all reach the line. Because it's going to be a line. And I don't think the justice we're going to get is going to be without a price. They're gonna jeopardize off this somehow, the government, the bigger picture. Somehow it's and you don't want martial law, bro. Y'all was just talking about it. I don't remember. I'm no historian, but I don't remember the Black Panthers breaking into whatever the fuck was around back then. Was it a Radio Shack? I don't know what the fuck they had back then. I don't remember them breaking in and stealing batteries. Them niggas got strapped up and was walking the streets. I don't know. But they're rebuilding the Target and the owner is actually sending supplies and still paying the wages of his employees if what I read. And if that's what the owner's doing and the company's doing, salute. Salute. Because when you say Target has insurance, they probably do. AutoZone, they probably do. Right now, they're already rebuilding in Minneapolis. Limited media coverage, but we're rebuilding. Cool. And if that's the case, salute. O'Reilly's, AutoZone, they're going to have the money. They're going to have the money. But the mom and pop shops, hold on, let me check my kids one more time because they can't hear. Yeah. Yeah, the shout out my guy Kevin and Bill. The mom and pop shops is not coming back, bro. So if you're content with the lady next door that's been working on the same block for 60 years, not having a fucking store or income no more, then stand strong on that. Make sure she got food on her table. Make sure your neighbor can eat. That's the only argument I got, because y'all don't support motherfuckers like y'all say. Because we can all day say Gucci is going to replace their shit, but you would never buy from your partners, your people that you know personally. I know for a fact our businesses that we supply opportunity and shit like that, we shouldn't be struggling for support. When y'all wait for this morning, the flinch dropped, the fucking website and app crashed. How many of you, Steve, you in here? How many times has your website crashed from them buying Fabe Soul? How many times has my website never crashed for clothes? But Jordan, y'all took the time out today to stop talking about this shit to make sure y'all got Jordans. And that's where the problem is, bro. That's disgusting. If you're going to protest and you'll be about something, be about something all the way. Don't be blind. Don't be blind. So I'm fully with y'all. You know, rioting and doing whatever you feel is the cause. But stand on that. Stand on that. That's all I'm saying. Stand on it. And make sure you're ready for whatever energy comes back with this shit. Because there's gonna be repercussions for it. And if there's army and shit like that called in, just have the same energy, because you did it for a reason. Just make sure when the time comes, you stand on that reason. It's gonna be a lot of out of work people behind this shit. Maybe not at Target, but you better not. I said this shit the other day. You niggas better not go get no fucking toilet paper on sale at Target. Bro, you can't shop there no more. No more. Anybody that said anything to me, bro, you can never shop at Target no more. If I see any of you niggas that's been going down my timeline talking crazy, and I see you niggas in Target, bro, I'm exposing. You can't say nothing to me. I can't lie, though. As far as business, I'm booming literally better than I ever been. But you're right. We need to support each other a lot more. It doesn't always have to be mom. Exactly. Yeah, that's my point, bro. Make sure it's the same way you wait for the next Gucci release or whatever the fuck y'all wanted to steal. I'm gonna need your website link so I come. Thank you. That's what I'm talking about. And this is what it's about. So if I can connect dots like this right now, I'm doing my part. But if I see you niggas in Target, if I go down Forest and I see you in an AutoZone, bro, I'm putting you online, bro. We're gonna talk about you, because this is not you too angry to get an oil change today. Go up the block. No, you don't need eggs today. Go up the block. Target, dub. You don't need summer clothes. Go up the block. Not today. You can't shop. That's me. It's a dub. There's no more Target. There's no more O'Reilly's for you. No more Chinese food. No nothing. Nothing. All right? All right, Mitch? No more Chinese food. No nothing. And with that, I appreciate y'all, man. Listen, I hope George Floyd gets justice, and the many black people that we lost due to police brutality, of course, Black Lives Matter. And I hope more of us support other businesses. And my kids, they about to get, you know, I'm going to do them. But I love y'all, man. For real, for real. Joe Parker shit. Hangover, Sci-Fi. Love.